This is an interview with Mrs. Edna Skinner, recorded by Rodney Giesler on the 12th of April 2001 for the Imperial War Museum Sound Archive.
Just a few experiences of your time in the Wrens. Can I be indelicate enough to ask when you were born?
Yes, I don't mind. I'm more or less the same as Ron, 1919. Mm-hmm. In November. No, we, as I say, our office dealt with the loan.
When did you join up in the Wrens?
July the 14th, 1941. Mm-hmm. And I served right through to the end of the war, and I think my demob papers were October by the time, 45, by the time we sorted out.
Yeah. What sort of family did you come from? Was it a sort of very sheltered life, or were you already working?
Well, I was working for Lever Brothers before I joined up. But we were just an ordinary, happy family. I had a sister and two brothers. One had died as a child, a little one. It was the sister's twin, but that one died. So there were four of us. Quite a happy family. Then I just joined up. I thought.
Were you called up, or did you volunteer?
No, I volunteered.
You got your papers.
Yes, I volunteered.
Oh, you volunteered. Yeah.
I volunteered.
Where were you living? Were you up in
Finchley?
In Finchley.
I was actually Friar Bonnet in a way. Our road was split. Do you know how it does? And I was really born in Friar Bonnet, which the other, but we always used to say Finchley. But, as I say, I joined up on that day, and after 6 weeks at Greenwich College, I was drafted to Eton, and strangely enough, the five of us that met at the gates all went together and became friends all our lives. I then, as I say, our office dealt with loan clothing accounts, which I dealt with. So
this is from the supply branch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the clothing for the establishment was dealt with in one part of the office. I dealt with it from all over the world. The accounts came in. And it was a very big job and a lot of figure work, which I enjoy. You know, all the Vitlin yards, everything you could think of. I also dealt with compensation for survivors, and in the office also was dead men's effects. One of the girls dealt with all that, and it used to come to us after some time, and if it was checked and anything was missing, it was held up and it was stored in a cupboard until Admiralty said we could release it because perhaps some item was missing and it shouldn't be.
Release it to next of kin?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to think somebody's died and perhaps a year or two later but anyway, this happened if something was missing on its journey from wherever. Well, I think that's mainly what we dealt with.
You must have had a very fascinating overview of the fleet in action, really, with all their needs. I mean, I suppose you got all the details of ammunition supplies,
fuel, all that sort of stuff? No, we didn't there.
We didn't do that.
It was mainly the clothing and any that belonged to Dems, because it was the defensively equipped merchant seamen that we dealt with. And it was the head office, if you like. So if they wanted pay, Ron was on, came in onto the writer's branch. They wanted pay, it was all seen to in the writer's branch. We dealt with all the other things that used to come in. I mean, they'd go into ports abroad and get loan clothing and stuff they needed. And all that information came to me to record an account. And at the end of a year, I used to have a great big lecture, and all these Vitlin accounts were all separated. And
all to do with merchant navy?
All to do with Dems. It was completely Dems, not Royal Navy.
And DEMS stood for?
Defensively Equipped Merchant Ships.
Oh, I see. In other words, a merchant ship with a gun on it.
That's the idea,
oh,
yes.
I see. And they all had guns in those days, didn't they?
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes, as far as I know, they did. Yeah. But we didn't deal with anything like that. It was the pay, there was the claims office, there was the convoy office. You see, any of them that were colonials, if they were in Dems, the accounts were held at this base. Captain's office, there was all these offices, but it was to do with Dems.
So, I mean, you must have come across quite a lot of poignant stories then in that kind of, you were talking about survivor's effects and so on.
Well, yes, but one other girl dealt with that, yeah. But I mean, it did come in and it had to be really thoroughly checked and make sure. It was very sad sometimes, the lovely toys that were in, that had been bought for children and that, and something had happened to them.
And what you're saying is that wherever the survivors were landed, you had to look after them, make sure the bills were paid and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I don't know, that could probably came into the writer's branch, yeah. You see. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about their pay, their monies, anything.
Fiddling and stuff like
that. Yes. I mean, Ron would... Where's Ron gone? He'd be able
to... Don't run away a minute. You've got a microphone stuck here.
Yes.
Under it.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, call Ron, because he would be able to deal with that side, because I only dealt with what had been issued in clothing, as I say, and if we... had letters that people have been survivors, sort of getting that sorted out with other branches writing off to. And as I say, with the dead men's effects, they would arrive and be checked, and either, and you'd have to wait for Admiralty to release them, and if Admiralty didn't, then they had to be stowed away until it was.
Did you enjoy your time in the
Rens? Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I mean...
Getting away from home for the first time, I suppose.
Yes, it was. I was homesick for some time. I mean, it was something I wasn't used to. But, as I say, made many friends. And we enjoyed the fact of all being together. But, as I say, we've stuck together. And, of course, Ron and I don't know whether he told you, but... Since 1948, we decided to see if we could get feelers out for reunions. And we did it for 50 years. And we've had dues in London, and they've come from everywhere to meet up and have an afternoon and evening. We've tried to sort of draw them all in. And we've just... But Ron gets together. People write to us. You see, we have a lot of letters. And Ron makes what we call a writer's rag, did he tell you? And we send them out, say, twice a year and that. So we all keep in touch around the world and everything. I mean, we have them come over from Australia. You went away when I needed you most.
Anyway, you met Ron at this time, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
That was a bonus, wasn't it?
Oh, rather, not half. Oh, yes.
I think so. What do you think? I mean, you're in contact with all your Wren chums and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about girls going to sea these days?
Don't. I wouldn't, if it had happened during the war, I wouldn't have gone. Not because of what it was.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with it. Mm. And, I mean, if I was in the Wrens now, I wouldn't want to go on a ship, and I would stick to that. I'm also, and I know many of my friends feel the same, I'm not keen on this. I loved the uniform and the blue braid of the officers and everything that went with it. And now to see them with their gold braid, and one's a captain, one's kind of, no, a first officer, a second officer. That is the Wrens to me. I know we didn't come under naval discipline. We were separate, weren't we, darling? And so if a Wren ran... She ran. It wasn't like if a man did, they would do everything to get him back.
As a deserter.
No. But, I mean, they do nowadays because they've got something.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You weren't pulled back.
No. If they went, they went. I just liked that uniform, the whole setup, and I certainly wouldn't have wanted to go on a ship myself. not during the war, or after the war, now. No, to me, that's for men, and we can help in our way back. I'm not keen on it at all. And I know a lot of my friends feel the same. Yes,
Edna, thank you very much for
that's
a
all right.
snatched interview.
That's all right.